This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Today is Ida Hobbit Day, International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. And recently we've seen an increase in aggression towards the LGBTIQA plus community, particularly with the recent touring of an anti-trans activist, as well as the ongoing protests against local council drag storytime events. And our allies play an important role in helping us overcome this hostility and the stigma associated with being part of the rainbow community. To find out more, we're joined by Ricky Spencer, a research student and community sociologist from the University of Melbourne. Ricky, welcome to Joy Drive.
Welcome, and thank you for having me on this really important day.
What is the purpose of Ida Hobbit Day?
Well, for me, Ida Hobbit Day, you know, it's all about having a conversation, and it's all about sort of understanding, you know, intersectionality and diversity within the LGBTIQASB community. But also for me, it is sometimes a double-edged sword, because if you are somebody who is transgender or gender non-conforming, it sometimes unsurfaces levels of hate that are directed to us, that those that do not look binary in their presentations. And that can cause harm, especially for young people still at school, who may not have the supports in place, or who may not even be out to their family, but are being bullied at school. So it's a complicated day for me to process, but I know it's important and conversations need to be had.
As I mentioned in the introduction, we've seen an increase in hostility recently towards drag storytime telling in local libraries. I suppose, putting your sociologist hat on, what's going on here? Why are people dressed up in colour sequences and glitter a threat to kids? Surely the exposure to violence is more of a threat.
Well, you see, it's a directed, organised space, you know, and it's just not, it's like you have the TERF community, you also have other neo-right arms who come together and to really kind of disrupt our space, you know, of safety. And one of the things that that I would love people to understand is that there is a lot of misinformation when it comes to drag story time. You don't get told in the media, or what they don't seem to talk about in mainstream spaces, is the fact that drag time story times are actually co-facilitated and supervised by qualified librarians, children's librarians. And like teachers, they have a working with children's check. None of the children are ever left alone with any of the drag queen presenters. They're also the people that come and do story time. They all have working with children's checks. So there's a bit of a misunderstanding there to think, you know, that children are exposed. And the material that they read is actually material selected from the Australian Children's Council, you know, for reading, material from the library. So there's nothing untoward that's happening. You know, there's no illicit sexual content, but yet the information is filtered as though somehow we need to be feared, somehow that some harm is being created, and that's just certainly not the case.
Let's just getting back to Ida Hobbit Day and the awareness that it raises on one day of the year. You know, we're just talking about what goes on with these drag events as well. I mean, obviously one day a year is not sufficient to enable this change to happen on a permanent basis. What does Ida Hobbit Day, I suppose, need to become in order to, you know, so that we ensure that we're not just aware of diversity and inclusion for one day of the year?
Look, that's a great question. And this is something that my research is looking at, allyship, and developing what I call actionables, you know, takeaways. What can we do on an event to make sure that people are not harmed, that people are respected and given the same level of autonomy as any cisgendered heterosexual person has in our privileged society? And this is something that, you know, Ida Hobbit Day. You know, yes, it's great to raise the flag because symbolism is the start. It's important to raise. But now we've got to start moving beyond the raising of the flag. We now have to say, okay, what can I do in my space and place? If you're at a school, most importantly, how can I support diverse students? Can I consider hiring maybe a trans teacher or looking out for trans youth workers? You know, if I'm in a workplace, are the materials written? You know, are they inclusive, the language? Do I have spaces where people can feel safe and be themselves? It's really about deeper reflection about where I work, where I play, where I study. How can I make changes to make sure that everybody feels safe and has a place at the table, whether it be in a workplace, education space, hospital space, any space.
We're chatting with Ricky Spencer, research student and community sociologist from the University of Melbourne, as it's Ida Hobbit Day. Ricky, let's talk about our allies. How important are our allies in enabling this inclusion to happen and overcoming this hostility that we are seeing towards our community?
Yeah, look, that is the key to success. It's really building the connections. You know, Rick, doesn't matter how many laws we put in place in terms of protection, the reality is that the majority of people who are, by definition, if you look at the ABS statistics or any other sort of data collecting agency, will tell us that, you know, the majority are heterosexually identifying and cisgendered. So what we need to do is we need to kind of bridge the gap of difference and divide and sort of connect, and so that people do not fear us, to kind of understand that we're just another diversity aspect. We're just a different being. You know, we're just the same in many other ways. It's just that we identify perhaps genderly different from cisgendered, and we also maybe are different in terms of our sexuality. But then the other thing we need to know is because there's not every single person who is trans and gender diverse is able to affirm themselves to their family and friends. So for some people, it's a lifelong journey of discovery and coming to terms. So that's the complexity. But I would just say that the first part is to kind of building the bridge and really reducing the amount of misinformation, disinformation, and fear, because there is nothing to fear.
Just on that, I mean, you know, when we see this hostility, I suppose our immediate reaction is to get defensive and say, right, don't, we're not copying this sort of treatment. But what you're saying is we also need to play our part in building this bridge and bringing these people to the table.
Yeah, we need to kind of say to people and to kind of disrupt that thinking, you know, what do you think I'm taking away from you? Because it seems that most people, because of the way our society is kind of put in and the way we are taught to think, we think that everything is limited. So even our psychological space is limited. And people have this idea that, you know, you can't be the way you want to be. You have to be like everybody else. And the reality is that's not healthy. It doesn't work. And we need to understand that the way I am should not impact the way you are. So it's sort of like it works both ways, you know. I don't feel uncomfortable around people who are cisgendered or heterosexual, and I would hope one day in the future that people would be comfortable with somebody like me. I'm not predatory. I'm not anything different. I'm just another human being trying to live my life.
And that's a very beautiful way to put it. And I love the way that we can engage our allies to help us with this, bringing everyone together and overcoming that hostility. What can we do as a community to help the allies do that?
You know, and I say it's by having conversations in the workplace and schools with our children. You know, every time, you know, we have a barbecue, you know, something comes up. To be diverse, to select material. If something is transphobic, homophobic, biphobic, ableist, call it out. You know, say, oh, that doesn't look right. Why? You know, and explain that to someone. If they're making any kind of derogative comments, call them out on it. Challenge them on their thinking. The worst thing I say that people can do is be silent. because by being silent, you allow that space to be fueled with hate. And then that tells everybody else who's listening that it's okay. And, you know, I know for some people they might say, well, safety, but it's just about, I don't agree with you. I think that's harmful, hurtful. I don't support that. Standing up to it is important. And to also know that by standing up with us doesn't infer or take away your cisgendered status or your heterosexuality. It doesn't take away from you.
That's a really key point. Ricky, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Joy Drive this afternoon.
Thank you, and happy Ida Hobbit Day to everybody. Happy, enjoy the day and give a bit of love.
Thank you so much, Ricky. Happy Ida Hobbit Day to you too. That is Ricky Spencer, research student and community sociologist from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.